Hey, the Edge Festival is still going on this coming weekend. I'm teaching writing and fine arts this quarter, and my students, they are so excited about the Edge Festival, and I think you will be too after you hear from my next guests. They are Anna Chalmers. I remember Anna's last name because she was a student of mine. And Zach.
Heinzer.
Zach Heinzer and Anna Chalmers are here. And why don't I have you all introduce yourselves more thoroughly than I could? Anna, let's start with you.
Well, I'm the female voice, so I'm Anna Chalmers. I'm from Los Angeles originally, and I wrote a one-act piece that is an undergraduate one-act part of the Edge Festival.
And what, before we get to Zach, what is the Edge Festival anyway?
The Edge Festival is something that was compiled from through the Department of Theater and Dance here at UC Davis, and it includes a screening of Rocky Horror Picture Show, the undergraduate one-acts, which are original one-acts written by undergraduate students, the Hour of Fives, and the main stage dance performance, which includes, is it all dance majors, Zach?
Yes.
All dance majors.
Excellent. Speaking of dance majors, we have a choreographer in the house. Zach, welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself.
Thank you, Dr. Andy. I'm a fourth year here. I'm originally from Sacramento. Right now I have two pieces that I've worked on stage. Oh, actually make that three. Two are collaboratives and one is my own show. I'm also performing in one of the shows. It's Bound Melody by Maribel Lopez.
Excellent. And when you're performing, that means that you'll be dancing.
Yes,
you'll be dancing up a storm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So are you more Fred Astaire or Gene Kelly?
Gene Kelly.
All right. Say why.
I don't know. I feel like that represents me more and fits with my contemporary dance art.
All right. That sounds good. Gene Kelly, I'd say, was more athletic, whereas Fred Astaire was more debonair.
Yeah, I'm definitely more athletic.
All right. That sounds good. All right. Good. And say some more about the dancing that we'll see. I wonder if, tell me what you think of this, that people who are not used to going to high cultural events, perhaps sponsored by theater and dance, some of them might be more hesitant even to go see people dancing than they are to go see a play. I'm wondering, A, what you think of my theory, and B, how are you going to overcome, how are you going to help them overcome their reticence to embrace this great art form?
Well, I would have to agree with you. Dance is something different. It's not really about understanding the story that's going on. It's more about how it resonates in your body and how it makes you feel. A lot of the pieces that we have going on are actually more artsy and more about visual pleasures and views instead of an actual storyline. Mine, on the other hand, is a little bit more hip-hop and fun and out there, a little bit of singing, dancing, and a showcase. So it's pretty
excellent.
Fun.
I'm all for the hip-hop. So when we talk about hip-hop, you could be talking about music, you could be talking about dance, you could be talking about fashion. Help us imagine this in the theater of our minds.
Okay, well, so the costumes, I'm going for a pedestrian modern look, which is jeans and shirts and some ties and whatnot. And then on the hip-hop side, we have some singing done by Lissette, and it's hip hop, and she raps "Midsummer Night's Dream."
Love it.
And then on the dancing side, there's a little bit of voicing with movement, a little bit of the new dance move, the jerk, and some other stuff. You see the Cat Daddy, and it's a lot of fun. Some lifts, and overall a great, great fun time.
Excellent. All right, good. I'm liking what you're saying. Let's get back to Anna Chalmers for a minute. And Anna, tell us some more about, so are these like one-act plays that we're going to be seeing and that you've written an example of?
Yes, you're going to be seeing one-act. Some of them are longer than others. Mm-hmm. There's, I believe, three or four of them. And then the second half of the show is the Hour of Fives, which is essentially a talent show with monologues, music, and such. Yeah.
And so when you say an Hour of Fives, like no more than 5 minutes.
No more than an hour. But yeah. It's definitely less than an hour this year. But yeah, it's the second half of the undergraduate 1X.
Excellent.
Yes.
And I'll say the same thing to you that I said to Zach. Help me sell this. What is most impressive? Is it the variety? Is it the talent?
Everyone's
is it
looks.
The writing? Is it the good looks of the actors? What's going on there?
I think for this particular year that there's a lot of really interesting work happening, a lot of discussions happening about identity and tough topics. It's not a hip hop dance, which is fun and cool. It's For example, I'll go with my piece because I know the most about that. I think that's probably the smartest way to go. My piece is about television, and I really love TV too much. I watch it a lot. As a college student, I shouldn't be watching it because I'm supposed to be doing homework.
So you consider yourself an addict?
Yes. I still go outside, but
that's
I don't
good.
Like to.
The first step is recognizing
right.
that.
Right. I've accepted it, but I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm going to be functioning, high-functioning television addict, and when I graduate, then when I have no more homework, and I'm just going to sink into my dark hole of addiction. But my piece is about the negative aspects of television. So when I watch TV, even though I'm a white woman, I don't feel represented necessarily, and especially for minorities on TV. It's getting slightly better, but it's not quite there yet. So that's what my piece discusses mostly, just the problems with TV.
People like me are well represented in that they are people who don't watch TV. I don't know if you've ever watched TV. When you watch TV, you almost never see people watching TV on TV because they're living their lives.
Because they're living their lives on television.
Right.
Well, because then it wouldn't be interesting. But I love TV so much that I might watch a television show about someone watching TV.
Right.
Right.
That might be something to bring up with your therapist on the first meeting.
I need to get a therapist now that I've discovered this addiction.
I could. I'm glad we're making progress already.
Should I get tissues out? Am I going to cry?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
Evan, do we have tissues?
I can get some paper towels from the bathroom.
All right, good.
Paper towels, cheap paper. Oh, God.
Good job with the gestures on radio, though, Evan. That was great. All right. Well, we're getting a call from Patrice Vecchione. So tell us one more time the dates and the places.
It's starting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? Is the dance starting on Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday at 8 o'clock it starts. And that goes Thursday through Saturday at 8. And then on Sunday it's a 2 o'clock matinee.
And the hour of fives and 1X are Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 9 p.m. and then 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Excellent. Well, good luck. If people want to find out more about this on the web, where should they go?
Just type in UC Davis Theater Department, The Edge Festival 2013. I've never actually been on the official website because Google is just... I watch TV. I don't know how to use a computer.
Right. But you can Google stuff.
You can. I can Google. I did learn that from television.
That's great,
yeah.
I suppose. All right. Zach and Anna, representing the Edge Festival, which you can see this coming Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thanks to both of you for coming on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.